Welcome to everyone that's joining us today. And again, this is the day God has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I have my daughter here with me tonight, and we're going to be talking about what we've been talking about in the last couple of services, and that's about the strength of your mind, because it really is the foundation. It's the prophetic anchor, the prophetic stability of your life. It gives your voice, it gives your prayers stability, because if you pray one way, think another, you're going to act differently than you pray. And the word says a two-souled individual, or someone that's thinking kind of out of both sides or from both sides, becomes unstable. And if you've ever noticed that instability in your emotions, your feelings, your peace is just kind of up and down, that's why. It's because you're thinking out of two different aspects, and only one is real. The Word of God is real. Anything outside of that is untrue. So for a sound mind where you can hear God, how can you make wise decisions and know it's the right decision? I mean, I have people all the time ask me, you know, they want the Word of the Lord, and they want to know the will of God. And so often you give them the Word, and they hear it, and they do it. Sometimes they hear it, and they have doubts, or something happens, and they become unstable, and then they're like, hey, what's happening? You know, the Word of the Lord isn't coming to pass. Yes, it is, but you have to follow the lead of the Word. You have to be sound in your mind. So again, the key to discerning wisely, to hearing the voice of God, to maintaining the peace that you so desperately need, is that foundation of your mind laid upon the Word of God. And we're going to be talking about some of the different aspects, some of the things that kind of detour you and throw you off base, and what pulls you on course and keeps you sound. So when you ask, you get it. You get what God put in your heart to ask for. Pray according to His will. And then we're established in that, and that fruit remains and increases. You're going to be blessed tonight. And I'm so thankful and glad to have my daughter. Hi, Lene.
Hi, Daddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Splendid.
You've been busy today.
Yes.
We haven't seen a lot of each other until right now, but it's good to see you. And we're going to talk about the mind. So I'm going to start with, I have found, and you know, we talk about this at home a lot. We talk about where to position our minds, and I've heard you talk a lot about it through life. You're a young woman, 24 years old, and I mean, you're growing in the, you know, the mature aspects of learning and experiences. But I've said to you a number of times, God has given you wisdom beyond your years, and maybe you have a reason why you think that happened. And I'm not asking you to say that you have wisdom. I'm saying I say you have wisdom, but there are a lot of things that just I've watched you. You've been a witness to me, your sister, your mom, a lot about how you've been very stable in the way you think. Everyone has challenges. You know, everyone sometimes may start to veer here or there, and then I've watched you just pull yourself in line with the Word of God. And I've watched, you know, I thank the Lord, me and your mom, for you and your sister all the time, and just the stability of mind. So you know that's key. You know, how do you stay happy? How do you stay at peace? How do you keep anxiety away? And it really is about having a foundation of the Word as your mind. That's where you think from.
Absolutely. Your mind will drive you crazy if you let it. So
that's a big one, yeah.
Yeah, the Lord has promised to keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. And I found for me, when I start to try to reason in my head, okay, I am happy because of this, but I'm not happy because of this, that's when my peace goes out the window.
That's good.
Because you can't, your mind, like I just said, it'll drive you crazy. You have to keep your mind on the Lord, stay in prayer, and just trust that God knows what He's doing. Like, we're going to tell God what's right and what's wrong. We don't know. It's just about submitting to His will and just staying in the Word, staying in prayer, staying in His presence. Because you can, I know we've all done it, I know I've done it, where you pray and you're seeking God, and then you go on about your day, and you feel anxiety's coming back, or uncertainty's coming back, and you're going, why am I feeling like this? Because I'm allowing my mind to tell me how I should feel. Instead of, you can train your mind. You really can. People say you can't. You can. And you can train it to stay fixed on God. And that's the the only way to keep it, if you want to stay happy and stay at peace, is to keep your mind on the Lord.
That, I mean, you said several real trigger points there. So I've heard a lot of times it's hard. People say it's hard to do that. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. It's hard when you try to do it yourself. If you think about it too much and think about it in the wrong way, then it's very hard. Absolutely. I agree with that part.
Well, and this is the thing, because I'm always saying, people say it's so hard, and I say, it's not hard. And that all depends on what angle of approach mm-hmm. you take. I mean, if you're trying to do it, it's hard.
Yeah.
And that's exactly...
Like you've said, if you're doing right feels hard, you're doing right wrong.
Exactly. Well, and I mean, so a couple of things. Number one, I'm hearing you say overthinking. I'm overthinking. And that's a big issue. The word isn't something that you ponder whether or not it works or what level of difficulty it is, right? The word is to be received as the fullness. In other words, it's complete. It doesn't have to just work and work. People talk a lot about this lengthy process. And you know what the problem is with that is if you look for a lengthy process, the word says seek and you'll find. So if you're looking for it to be difficult, yeah, it's going to be difficult. It's really all about how you perceive the word. And I know for me, I perceive the word full, complete. It's done, so it's not hard. So that's one of the foundations I rest my thoughts on, is God said, Jesus said, it's easy. My yoke is easy, burden is light. So I believe it's easy, and I find it to be easy. When you think from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said overthinking. So how, I mean, what, and I hear that a lot. People, I'm trying to figure it out. How does, you know, I wonder, how does that work? How do you figure it out?
Yeah. Well, you don't, you can't. You'll drive yourself crazy trying. But what we're supposed to do is enjoy the journey that God has us on. His plan is perfect, and it's laid out before us perfectly. We get into a compromise situation when we think it's time for certain things. So I am on my own. I'm going to make this, and this happen. And this is how it's going to go, and it's going to be perfect. That sounds great, but we're not God. And it's his plan that will always prevail overall. So,
yeah. Amen. Well, again, there you are, what I'm trying to do. And here's the foundation of the mind. Why do we think... Why, number one, do people get themselves in a spot that they find hard to get out of? It's because they got in a spot? No. What happened to get them in that spot? You know, what?
Got into a lie that you don't have everything, that God isn't everything.
Oh, yeah. I don't have everything, so then what do? You try to find something that isn't everything, and it may not be anything but a... distraction. Now, there's no, you know, have you ever found yourself there?
Yes.
And who would you blame for that? Was it a devil, a demon, a spirit, a person? What, I mean, I'm asking.
It was me. It was myself. It was me not recognizing God is everything I could ever possibly want or need. All of my peace is in him. Everything that things that I don't even know that I want, that I have a desire for, they're all in him. And those things can only be found in him. If I'm looking for Cindy May on the moon, my little Maltese, I'm not going to find her. But if I'm looking for her where I know she is, she's in the house, I'm going to find her. Just like if you're looking for peace in the world and through relationships and friendships and everything, you're not going to find it. But if you're looking for that peace in the Lord, there it'll be right away.
And then you can bring, and that's so good, by the way. If I'm looking for Cindy May, her dog.
Cindy May is very important to us.
She's part of the family. That happens with your pets. But if you're looking for her on the moon, you're not going to find her. If you're looking for peace where it isn't, you're not going to find it. Here's a scripture I want to read. It's in Romans chapter 11, verse 33. It says, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his path beyond tracing out. What you're saying, I can't find it. I can't do it on my own. At some point in time in your life, you come to the conclusion, regardless of how much or how little you have, you need direction from the Spirit of God. You need something beyond your ability to reason it out. Number one, to maintain peace and to follow the course that fulfills what God has called you to do. And that's where peace comes from. And then it says, who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? And we have found, I have found, everyone finds out at some point in your life that we think we're asking God, and I've said this many times, asking God for his will, but really we're asking him to give permission to our will.
Yeah.
Instead of seeking his will, we're asking for permission on ours. Approve my will. And really when you put your confidence in God, you're not going, if you enter into a relationship of any kind, whether business or personal, whatever, and you enter into a business relationship or a personal relationship and you think, this, I'm going to find peace and satisfaction here, wrong. You have to enter into it with peace. You have to enter into it with satisfaction, because any kind of relationship, successful relationship, has to be brought about by unity. So if you're looking for a peaceful, joyful, fulfilling relationship, relationship means the ability to relate, to come together, to be one. If you don't bring that with you, you can't relate to it with someone else. So maybe someone else has peace and you don't. You bring that yourself into that relationship without peace and the confidence that God has ordered my steps, then there has to be peace on both ends. And God won't lead you someplace that is unequally yoked with you. So if you are walking in the peace of God and you're walking assured that God, I have the mind of Christ, the blessing of the Lord rests on me, I'm lacking something else, you said, I'm lacking nothing, then God will lead you into the right types of relationships. He will lead you into the right types of business decisions, because you're not going in, as the word says, needy or of necessity, but by the will of God. And when God's will is leading you, it's going to turn out incredible. So a first point, don't be desperate. Or the word says, don't be anxious. And the word says, oh, the wisdom and the knowledge of God, his judgments are unsearchable in his path. You can't trace it out. You can't find him. And it says, who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given God, or who has ever given to God that God should not repay them? For of him, through him, and to him are all things. Just what you said. To whom be glory and honor and praise forever and ever and ever and ever. You know, the living a word life, ministering the word, walking in the word, and you know, since you knew the difference, we found the peace of God and the favor of God more when we were trying to make things happen less. And we're listening for what was happening. And the key, one of the key components is being thankful. Being thankful. You weigh in.
Being thankful is everything. It changes your perspectives, changes the way that you go about your day, which turns into the way that you live your life. And, it's really changed my life, my outlook on things. You know, we've all done things. We've all looked for peace on our own. But once you find it in God and you realize, oh, that was so easy. I was the one making it hard. How awesome is that? How exciting is that? And then I just get to live the life he's called me to live and live it in peace and hear from him. And it's just been awesome.
And I've experienced instantaneous transitions. Like from one mindset to another. Not over a period of days. And I'm not saying that sometimes people may not walk through a period of days, but I found that I can, if I believe so, or I don't have to. Things can happen pretty immediately. My mind has changed immediately.
Yeah, it can happen in a moment's time. It did for me. Yeah. I was just thinking about something incorrectly, and you and Mom, you spoke to me, and you said, hey, let's take that thought process and bring it over here, because this is how you should be thinking. And it's good to talk to people, to your parents, friends, spiritual leaders, anybody, if you're feeling a certain way. You don't have to just try to figure it out on your own. If you need a little bit of help, there's nothing wrong with that. Someone will help you, and God always puts people in your life to bring you back to where your head should be. So that's what you and Mom did for me, and I was just able to go, okay, that was wrong. And a moment's time, it didn't take any time at all. I was just like, I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it where it should be, because that was not fun at all, and this is, so I'm just going to go right there where it should be. It's right before the Lord, and that's all that matters, is that we're right before the Lord, that we're seeking Him and seeking His will. So I'm not going to do something that's painful and not fun and it's wrong and it's not pleasing to God. I'm going to come over here to where I know He wants me to be.
I love that. Well, and life doesn't have to be hard, and we hear life is hard. Yeah. Listen, we live in the same world, whether you're a pastor, a prophet, evangelist, teacher, whatever. We all live in the same world. We have the same challenges. The Word says Jesus was tempted in every manner, mm-hmm. like we are, yet without sin. And what's the key? Well, He was the Son of God. He was, but He came into this body. We are sons and daughters of God, too. We are children of God. But He said, I'm saying what the Father says. I'm seeing what the Father has shown me, and that's it. Caleb, the 12 spies, go to look into Canaan. Canaan is a promised land. God says, I'm giving you the land of promise because it's blessed. It's a blessed land. Back then it was referred to as a land flowing with milk and honey. It was prosperous. It's all the abundance of every resource that you need. It's there. God said, I want to give it to you. And we hear that. God says, I'm going to give this to you. But God required, because He wanted to fortify their minds, God required that they believed according to what God said and not according to what maybe 10 other spies said, mm-hmm. or what it looked like. So they go, they spy out the land. Caleb and Joshua look and they see it, and they all go back and report what the land looks like. That's why they were there, to spy out the land. And they come back, and 10 spies say, man, we're in trouble. I mean, they're big, they're strong, they're many. We're small, we're few in comparison to them. We can't do it. Caleb said, we can do it right now. And what was the difference? What created the different consciousness or confidence between the two opposing opinions? One we can't, one we can. Caleb said, I remember the word of the Lord, the word of the prophet. I remember the voice, the word of Moses that God gave him. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And that gave him the mind to see. I'm not seeing huge enemies. I'm seeing a huge fall of blessing in our direction. I'm seeing a huge windfall in our favor. Yeah, it's big. It's plenteous. But that means God's going to show up, if you will, big on our behalf. And our testimony is going to be incredible. Again, the foundation of his mind was God has said, not what the situation said, not what 10 other spies said. He remembered the word of the Lord. And we've talked about this, you've said it, you've confirmed it, certainly been confirmed in me many times, when your peace starts to wander, and everyone, you know, we see things and we begin to interpret based on information. And there's a lot of people with a lot of good intentions, but poor information. And if you follow that poor information, then you're going to have a poor outcome. And the journey from here to there is going to be a lot longer and a lot more difficult. That's why people say it's hard. What makes that journey so hard? How you process, how you interpret what's going on. The foundation, it doesn't happen when it happens, when that incident challenges you. That's not when it begins. It happens when you start building the foundation of your mind. You make a commitment in your heart. You make a covenant in your heart before the Lord, like when you come before Him and say, I receive you, you're my Christ, you're the Christ, my Savior, the Son of the living God. You came, you laid your life down, and you rose again on the third day. You're my Savior, my Lord, and I'm who you have made me to be. And we stick to that. Same thing in the Word. If our mind, the foundation of our mind stays the same, and it's easy to remain steadfast on the foundation of God said this about me, and everything God says about me is right and righteous and just and good, then those scenarios that would have been negative become very positive, like Caleb and Joshua. They saw the positive. They went and God gave them great victory, great honor. And then you're a tremendous witness. Instead of taking this long journey of pain. It doesn't have to be that painful. It just doesn't have to be that long. It doesn't have to take so many lessons to get from point A to point B. Foundation is I set my mind on him. Oh, the knowledge and the wisdom of God. Why? Because from him, through him, and to him are everything. To him be glory. To him be honor. To him be praise. I set my mind on things above. It's just not that difficult. What makes it difficult?
It's not.
When you believe what? It's going to be.
That I'm going to do it on my own.
And it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
It's going to be a journey. Bless God. There's a scripture, we talk about this all the time, in Romans 12:1, and it says, this is Paul talking, and it says, therefore, he said, I urge you, brethren, but what I just read is prior, of him, through him, and to him are all things, and he's talking about tracing out the pattern of God's ways. No one can do that. You can't instruct God, but he will instruct you. It's more important that we hear God than wondering if God hears us. He knows before we pray.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus said. But he says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, or in view of the mercies of God, in the NIV here, it says, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice. What does that mean? Holy and pleasing to God, this is your true, proper worship. So how do we do that? Well, he goes on to tell us. He said, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world. And this world meaning the ideas, the thoughts, and the biggest enemy out there is doubt. And doubt comes because we trust in what you said.
Ourselves, yeah.
And strength comes when we say, my ways are blessed. I have nothing, the word says this is the victory that overcomes our faith. So what is my faith? I'm not conformed, or I say don't be conned, don't be deceived into a form of this world, but be transformed. And that's what God loves to do. I've said this before. God creates, and he loves to create, and he's created so many things. But what God really wants, the yes and amen, is transforming. Like he created seed to transform it.
Yeah.
He created us to transform us into the image of Christ, so we're born in him. And he says, but be transformed by the rebirth of your mind. There we are again. By the birth of your mind. What is that? The stability on the word. What God says about me is the new birth. It's the new transition. It's the new way of thinking. It's the new pattern of my mind, pattern of my thoughts. What God says is who I am. I am blessed of the Lord every day. I will say of the Lord, this is the day God has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. I'm blessed. And you know we say all the time, this is the greatest
day of your life.
And why do we say that?
Because it's the truth, and you're training your mind and you're shaping your mind on how it should think. And also on that note, something that'll also take away your peace is thinking too much about us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. We've all been there. I've certainly been there. Don't do that. It's a bad idea. Just keep your mind on the Lord and everything else will follow. And just know wherever God has you right now, you're blessed. You are beyond blessed. You have more than you could ever need. If you have God, you have everything. If you don't have him, you have nothing. So go with Jesus.
That's if I was going to ask you, how do you do that? And you answered it. How do you keep your mind on him? Be thankful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy. It's like, man, it's hard to keep my... No, it's not. I mean, do you like feeling happy? Do you like feeling love? Do you like feeling kindness? Do you like feeling joyful? Do you like feeling thankful? That's keeping your mind on God. It's the nature of who he is. It's not just Jesus, Jesus, God, 24 hours. I mean, we live our lives, but we live our lives in the spirit of thanksgiving,
yeah.
Appreciation. I'm thankful for everything God has given me. Paul said it like this. He said, I know what it is to abound. I know what it is to be in want. But he said, in all things, I consider myself, what he's saying is I consider myself to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm grateful. I'm thankful in all things. Whatever it is, God's with me, and I have provision, I have fullness of all things. He said, therein make I myself to be content, happy. Make I myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, power over your mind, so much power. You can decide today I'm going to walk in peace because God said so. That's who I am, and there's no discussion to be had. Peace will come.
Yeah.
The word of God overrules any seemingly overwhelming odds, no matter what it is. And here's a key scripture, Psalms 14, verse 29. It says, whoever is patient, and some translations say, or slow to anger, has great understanding. Whoever is patient and slow to anger has great understanding. Another foundational fundamental here, be kind, be gentle, be patient, be loving. And the word says those that are hasty or quick-tempered, they display folly. They fall into difficult times. The heart of peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. And it's really about the peace of God reigning, the peace of God ruling, the peace of God in your heart. And here's another, where you're going to think every day, you're going to think, you're going to imagine. So take dominion over your mind and think and imagine this. Philippians 4 and verse 6, it says, don't be anxious about anything. How do we get anxious? What do you think makes us anxious when we think more about what?
Ourselves. Yeah.
And why? Because we find
so much peace in that. No, we think we can figure it out.
Think we can figure it out. And this is what, when we look to ourselves, we find how empty we are.
Yeah.
God made us empty so he could fill us. Mm-hmm. We're empty without him. We're full with him.
Yeah, and he'll put us in situations too where sometimes you have no choice but to call on God. And
mercy.
What I feel is we should always seek God like we do when we're really desperate. Desperate for peace or for an answer or something. Or if you're believing for a healing for yourself or for somebody, always seek him like that.
I love that's yes and amen. That's always seek him. As the deer pants after the water, so my soul longs for you. When things are great, you think they're great, they're always great. Just declare. Take your mind and put it on the foundation of I am blessed. No matter what goes on around me, it's not going on inside of me. And God made me. When God made man, he made him empty. God made Adam, and Adam was without breath. He was empty. And God filled him. Only God's breath, the Ruach, the Spirit, the life of God, makes you happy. I don't care who you are, how much you do or don't have, how much you feel. You are successful when you praise him. You are a success when you praise him. You are a success when you love him. You are a success when you keep your heart set on him. There are people out there that may be making more money than you or are known more in what they do than you are. But there are a lot of people that are doing those things and not nearly as successful in their praise, in their confidence in God, in keeping the word. Keep the word of God in your heart. You're successful. You're full. You're lacking nothing. And there is gates with thanksgiving and its courts with praise. Why? Because when you do that, you're far more apt to pray in accordance with the will of God, which is going to tell you, I don't lack anything. And from that perspective, you begin to see all that God has given you. It's like God showing you all the seed that's around you. And that seed you're able to sow, and then the crop from that seed springs up, and you realize, man, God has given me sufficiency of all things. God has given us his word. He's told us how to think. Be kind, be gentle, be patient. Why? Because it fortifies our minds so we're not easily shaken. Then we know how to think. We know how to pray. Our minds don't lose their way. We don't lose our peace. We stay confident, and the great thing about that is we then begin to see the glory of God. It's like the prophet, and he had his helper with him, his servant with him. It called him back in the day, but it was his confidant, his friend, his helper. And the word says that they were afraid. He was afraid, the Elijah's servant, because he said, they're coming here to kill us, and there's so many of them. Elijah said, God, open the man's eyes so he sees how many are with us in comparison to those that appear to be against us. And when he saw how many were with them, he was encouraged in the Lord, and God blinded that which was against you. God will blind the odds that are against you and open the eyes of success in you, and you'll see and you'll walk in the success God has already prepared for you. That's how you do it. Not self-absorbed, absorbed by God, absorbed in the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to pass this back to you.
Well, yes, absolutely. Amen. And knowing the God that goes before you, not looking at circumstances, but knowing my God is great, and he goes before me in all things, so I don't need to look at what is against me, because nothing is against me. If God before me, who could be against me? No one. So it's just such a gift, such an awesome place to keep your mind and to know how good the truth is and how good God is and how with us he is and how good his word is.
Amen. Thank you, Lene. Thank you for joining me. It's about time to close, and I lost track of time today, but or tonight. I always love when I get to talk with my daughter. We do this at home all the time. It's nothing new, so we're doing what we do when we do at home with the mics in our hands and cameras in front of us. But this is a season of blessing. God made you empty so he could fill you with the fullness of who he is. He is the fullness of all things. Be fortified in the spirit of your mind. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. And remember, just keep God's word, and God's word will definitely, most absolute assuredly, keep you. This is the greatest season of your life. You've nothing to lose and everything to gain. His promises, his blessing are not far away. They're right there with you, right here, right now, this very moment. He's leading you. He says, say it of the Lord. He's leading me. God, you're leading me in the way I should go. I won't miss one step, one beat, one blessing. I haven't missed a second of time. Even if you've diverted, God has still kept you in step in time, and he will move you into position. I mean, he can overcome the days you think you've lost with the presence and the power of his present, ever-present word in you. Be encouraged. This is the greatest season of your life. The altar is open for your support. We so appreciate your support, your tithe, your offering. Those that are connected with this ministry, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your support. It means so much to PFC, to the ministry, to the body, and to those you're touching lives with your sowing. You're touching lives with your giving. You're doing something from your position. You have an impact, and you're bringing change through the word God has given us. God bless you. God honor you. God rain upon your seed. And remember, this is a season unlike any other. This is the greatest season of your lives. God bless you. Till next time.